Hello, welcome to an episode of Out of Our A-League. Andy is here.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yep.
Oh, and I'm here, being Duncan, because we can't talk about Nick's thing, because we got to let him do that. You can't want to spoil it.
Wow.
A life event.
How he's got no hair.
Yeah, well, there's that. A life event happened to Nick, so he's not here. It's a good life event. Other than that,
we could have taken that quite a few directions.
Yeah, no kidding. And then
he was abducted and probed.
Yeah, he was abducted by aliens. And then Liam's not here because of kid work stuff.
Yeah.
Things. And yeah, so it's just us. So it's probably going to be a quick one. Is this the first one at my place?
Probably. I think so.
I did one without anybody, just me. This was like in the first, maybe the second season, where it was literally back. That was back when we really worried about missing weeks, and I did we're not here this week, but we'll be back next week. Where now we just go, fuck, don't, who gives a shit. So
yeah, no, we really don't give a shit.
Drinking beer. We'd normally start off with what you watched. I watched Star Wars.
End of Watch. How good is End of Watch?
Oh,
we haven't done a podcast since End of Watch.
Yeah, Andy came around to my house and we drank some beer and ate Mexican and watched End of Watch.
It's a very good film.
It is a very good film.
And The Revenant?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Then we went over to Andy's and ate Mexican and drank
basically beer. Duncan and I are running away together and abandoning Nick and Liam is what's going on here.
And obviously just only eating a diet of Mexican and like watching healthy movies.
It's home cooked.
Exactly. And watch The Revenant, which is pretty funny. So it was essentially Leonardo DiCaprio being raped by a bear.
Yep.
And then gritty police drama with the line of, what was that line that was awesome?
You mean,
fuck, where he's going to, like, the ballet or something, and he's like,
Oh, yeah, he's taking his girlfriend to the opera.
Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy your white people shit.
Yeah, that's right, I love that. And then Andy found a gif of it and posted it, and I laughed. And then he laughed, and then Maggie cried.
Yeah.
Speaking
of crying.
Oh, yeah, we'll go on. I watched Force Awakens with my daughter.
I was going to make fun of the Santa Claus. Did you?
Yes, she That's enjoyed good. It. Yeah, she yeah. wasn't too scared or anything, which is pretty good because cool. I was a bit worried she was going to be scared.
Has she seen any of the other ones?
Yes. I've showed her A New Hope, like the first one.
Yep.
But she hasn't seen any others. I mean, she's watched like Clone Wars and shit like that, but she hasn't watched any others. Just because I think this sounds a bit traitorous, and it's not, because I'm obviously a bit of a Star Wars nerd, but the earlier ones, if you go back and watch them and you don't have that thing and you're not used to movies from 70s, 80s, 90s, they can be slow. If you're not, like, because these days kids are just like fucking, they just want adverts.
My girlfriend had never seen Star Wars, and so when we watched it, I said to her, it might be easier to follow plot-wise if you watch it in episode order rather than in the order they were made. And you yelled at me about that, and you were like, But afterwards, she's like, yeah, I would have been completely lost if I tried to watch that the other way around.
You have to, because the prequels are so bad.
I know, but you get through the shitty ones to get to the good ones, if you see what I mean. And it would have been all, sort of just completely lost on her a lot of it, I think, if you're trying to watch it in that order.
And our club played our first game and I hurt myself.
How's your Achilles?
Yeah, I actually think it's my heel.
Oh, well, that's
not even better.
No, it is. It's much better.
Oh, is it?
It's still bad, but it's still,
like,
you know,
it's sore if I don't
If you tear your Achilles, like,
oh,
that's,
yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah, life-changing.
Like, basically, when I wake up in the morning, I can barely walk. But then by, like,
is that just because you're hungover?
No, but part of it. But no, I don't think so. But by 11 o'clock in the afternoon, It's like...
There is no 11 o'clock. Oh, you sorry, really 11, are drunk in the morning. There's no really 11 tired. O'clock in the afternoon. Yeah,
it's like the afternoon by the time I wake up. No, by 11 o'clock in the morning, it's pretty much fine.
Yeah.
But if I sit down for long periods of time and then get up, it hurts again.
It's so weird. Basically, if you sit still for too long, it seizes.
Yeah. Yep. So I can run as much as I run.
Yeah.
But yeah, we won on penalties.
You can go for a waddle.
Yeah, we won on penalties.
We did.
Yeah. You didn't have to save anything.
No.
Because the guy missed the penalty.
Yeah, he hit the post.
He put... Fucking one of them, I'm like, he's going right. And Nick's like, no, he's going left. I'm like, he's definitely going right. And he pointed to you to go left.
I didn't think he was 50 metres away.
And I think you ignored him, which is probably a good thing. And I'm like, he's so going right. He went right. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck you. And Nick's like, but yeah, it was pretty funny. But yeah, it was pretty good. It's a good game.
Yeah.
Nick was coaching.
Good fun. Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, Nick's our coach this year. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, Nick told me off, and I did that grabbing my balls thing to tell him to fuck off. I was really angry.
Yeah,
that
you
whole
lost
day.
Your shit at me once I was still on your hand. Yeah, I called you a cunt. Which, to be fair, I am.
Yeah, but I almost got a yellow. I almost got a yellow card for abusing that other guy. A squirrel gripped me.
Yeah,
but he did squirrel grip me.
You did look like you were about to stab him in the face. So there was that.
Well, I don't mind men touching my balls, but they need to ask me first. Like,
yeah, or like, you know, buy your cocktail or something.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to go to the first game, which is Western Sydney Wanderers versus Central Coast. And to nobody's surprise, we won't even talk about the week before because it's like no point.
No, everyone knows what happened.
Western Sydney won 4-1 in front of 14,855, or what is called the average Western Sydney Wanderers crowd ever. Castellan.
Yeah, very good goal.
Absolutely
smashed it.
Luis Garcia.
Yeah, I don't know how the one player of any pedigree in that Central Coast Mariners side.
He's like 100 years old?
Well, yeah, that, but I don't know how you don't mark him. Like, it's a free header in the box on the 6 yard. It's on the 6 yard box.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing he can't do is run, but if the ball comes to his head and no one marks him, then he's probably going to score.
Yeah.
So, 21st, Brendan Sandilab in the 32nd. By the way, if you hear the sound of like a regurgitating sound, it's because my wife has put the dishwasher on and it's making noises. Brendan Sandilab scored in the 32nd.
Your wife's regurgitating food for your children and you've become magpies or something.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That's quite meta, actually. Brendan Sandilab scored in the 36th. Brendan Sandilab scored in the 52nd. And Mitch Nichols scored the easiest tap in the world in the 83rd.
That was Nichols' 10th of the season, apparently.
Yeah. Who released him? Last season. Was it Sydney?
No, he was at Perth
Perth last season?
Yeah, he was at Perth for a bit.
What did Nick say? Was it about Nichols?
But that he's got a potato head.
No, wasn't it? Didn't he call himself a chicken McNugget with eyes?
Yeah. Something like that.
I love that. That was so good. He is a chicken McNugget with eyes. It is a bit like that.
He is a bit.
I don't know if we need to talk too much about this game. Because
Central Coast is shit. Western awful. Sydney aren't. And that's about it, really.
Although I saw Wormsley come out and say that he was taking responsibility for them being shit this season. And
there's a first for everything.
Yeah, and I'm like, A, probably is your fault. Yeah. But B, it's also not your fault, but I'm still want to blame you anyway, because, like, you don't have players.
Yeah, but he was also doing that, oh, we don't care about results. We're going to play attacking football. They weren't even playing attacking. They haven't played attacking football for ages.
They haven't really played football for ages, really.
Yeah.
They've sort of played, like, I don't know what this
system
is.
They're the epitome of run around and try hard.
Yeah, I don't know what this system is.
That's it. That's all they've got.
Yeah, I know. It's really weird. Yeah. I'm positive that, good on him for taking some sort of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm positive that with a decent coach,
mm-hmm.
that side could possibly finish second to last.
They're averaging half a point a game.
Yeah, it's actually pretty bad. They're terrible. And in this league, you should at least be able to beat a few teams.
Mm.
Because, let's face it, nobody else is really much cop anyway.
No.
The next game was Wellington versus Melbourne Victory in front of 5,103 very hardy souls in Wellington, considering the season's over.
And it was pissing down.
So 5,103 is not too bad.
I'm not going to get on them. They've been terrible. And everyone knows their season's over.
Yes. And everybody knows their season's going to start next year, really, because they've actually
I think you'll find everyone's season will start.
Yeah, that's kind of true. But I guess I'm trying to say that they're finally going to get money. They're going to
be reborn.
Yeah, they're going to, like something out of the ashes. Let's see. Wellington lost 1-4, so there's a good reason people stayed away. It was a weird game. So Borussia scored in the 8th.
It was oddly very entertaining.
Yeah, Bosanic scored in the 19th. Then Berisha gets sent off for a second yellow card in the straight red in the 35th because he kicks someone when he's lying down on the ground because he has a little tanty fit.
We'll talk about that more in a minute. Yeah,
Riera gets sent off for a second yellow in the 55th. Then Costa Barbarossa scores in the 56th. And then Rolla Bonivazia scores in the 82nd. Then Howard scores in the 90th. Berisha's...
Oh, and McGlinchey missed a penalty.
Oh, McGlinchey missed a penalty, which was fucking hilarious. We were watching that, weren't we?
They can't take penalties. They're cursed or something.
And that was actually... That was when they were 3-1, and that would have made it 3-2.
That would have made it 3-2 with four or five left, plus stoppage time. So maybe 7 minutes, and you could have seen victory falling apart.
Yeah, well, they sort of did at the time. Central Coast were doing
But even Riera gets sent off in the 56, and it's 2-0, and you're like, look, you're the home team with nothing to lose. Not 10 against 10, go for it. But Barbarossa scores a minute later. And you're like, oh, 3-0, okay, game
over. I'm pretty sure wasn't Riera pulling Barbarossa down?
He did.
And he didn't need to.
Nah.
He could have let him go. I mean, Barbarossa...
We had another defender who was literally next to him. Like, they were both getting beaten, but if one of them was going to cut off the cross, the other one could have as well. Like, it was...
Riera does that from time to time, though. He sort of does a sort of...
he only became a professional footballer, 28, 29?
Yeah, exactly. So, Melbourne looked better than Wellington, but Wellington, particularly early on, looked a fairly amateur hour.
Yeah.
Like, they were not.
They didn't have a lot going. Lawrence Thomas is a god. And
he suddenly discovered that he can actually save things with his hands.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yes, although that Bonaventure goal was quite funny because that ball was moving very slowly.
Oh, yeah.
Just through the pack of victory defenders from the corner. And everyone's just stood there and gone, nah, someone else will clear that. Oh, it's gone in the net.
Thomas should have had that covered.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, and I think he knew. You saw in his face, he was like, that's really shit from all of you, but I still should have had it covered anyway.
Let's put it this way. He didn't yell at people as much as what you would expect to keep it. You'd normally have a... After that happens, keeper has... a spaz attack, and he didn't. He was sort of like, oh, you cunts.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
The Borussia red card.
He deserved it. He kicked someone.
He's really stupid.
He's really, really, really silly. Yeah. And he's just dumb. Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I don't think you would have, because you're on the way around to my place, but have you seen Boz's rant that he went on at halftime?
No, something about the ref needing to give him a break because he's injured or something?
Yeah, so what it was basically saying it's a head injury. It could have been potentially serious and that, you know, to have Durante going up and yelling stuff at him wasn't cool and Williams should have stepped in and it was disgraceful, he didn't, blah, blah, blah. Now, he's got a point. He's got a point because concussions are an important issue. But as I was saying on Twitter at the time, it's Berisha. Sort of lost the benefit of the doubt. And it's really, really, really dangerous territory to be starting to diagnose whether someone's got a concussion or not based on watching from my couch. But rolling around on the floor, kicking the ground constantly, grabbing the back of your head every 2 seconds, yelling at the referee and pointing to your elbow to indicate that's what Durante struck you with is probably not a concussion symptom.
No, it's not. Plus, the other thing is like, concussion or not, you can't just be like, what ref has the right to sit there and go, oh, he kicked him, but he may have a medical condition, so I won't card him for it.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Like, well, he's got Tourette's of his feet.
Yeah, and plus the other thing is there's a difference between
wasn't saying that. He was saying he should have kept the players away and that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, and told Durante to fuck off. Yeah. But, like, what was he going to do? Card Durante.
Yeah.
He wasn't even around, he wasn't in Berisha's face for that long.
Yeah.
And Berisha just kicks him.
But the funniest thing is, if you watch Calfella, who's trying to help Berisha, as soon as he kicks Durante, Calfella's like, what are you doing? He like grabs him and he's like, what are you doing? Yeah. And then William shows him the red card and then Calfella blows up and it's like, You've just clearly basically called your mate an idiot, and then you're blowing up about him getting punished for being an idiot.
But the other thing is now...
Oh, Andy grabbed the ref, which I thought he might have got in trouble for.
Yeah, I think he's got 2 weeks.
Well, Berisha did, but Calfella grabbed the ref and tried to stop him getting his card out of his pocket.
Yeah, that's... But the weird thing is it's the funny thing about Berisha, is like... He's just... Like, he's lost all benefit of the doubt for anything now.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing that he hasn't lost the benefit of the doubt for.
Like, unless he's not moving, no one's assuming he's seriously hurt.
Oh, for sure. Because, like, everybody knew he wasn't seriously hurt. No. Boz has been a bit fucking twee there. Because, like, the cunt can't just be, like, unless you've had your arm lopped off, you're not rolling around on the ground in I don't know, if you've taken a swift kick to the bollocks, maybe.
Mm.
But if you've been hit in the head and you have a head injury,
your
symptoms generally are... lie incredibly still and don't breathe much. Yeah. You know? Like, it was kind of pretty obvious what he was doing. But, Wellington, wait for another season.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's all they can do, really.
Speaking about another team that's waiting for another season, Sydney played Adelaide in front of 8,981.
Wow. Adelaide played football.
Yeah, and Adelaide won 2-0. Jitte in the 26th that came straight at him.
Yeah.
If you'd missed that.
That was terrible defending and fairly average keeping.
Yes. And then he scored a very well taken goal in the 45th.
Yeah, I saw the reverse angle of that today, and it takes a slight deflection. Like on the line, and I'm not sure it was quite going in.
I think if you took
the benefit.
Oh, look. If you took
eight goals in 11 games.
Yeah, I know. But if you took every goal away from Bruce that had been deflected. He ain't never scored a goal in his life. Like, that's pretty much all his goals. Yes,
the first one in this game. That was it.
Yeah, I know, but that's not him.
Yeah.
Sydney were waiting for Tuesday night.
They had one shot on target. They're terrible, and
they were waiting for Tuesday night.
Awful. Yep.
Weren't they?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Which they won. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, we've been saying for a while, is that's the way Arnold's going to keep his job, and I think he's realised that.
I don't know if that is... I don't think he'll give a shit about the rest of this A-League season, but...
You can't sack him if he wins the ACL group.
No, but when do they... They will be playing knockouts by the time... In the off-season, won't they?
Oh, yeah, but so they've only played 4 games, and the 4th was last night, and they're top of the group.
Yeah, as soon as he gets knocked out, they'll sack him, though.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, you couldn't keep him in for another year, surely.
And Guangzhou, terrible. Like, Guangzhou got 2 points from 4 games.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. Like, they've spent so much money. Mm. Like, I don't know. Like, Scolari must be on the chop. Surely. Like, you'd think so.
Fucking who knows. Who knows?
This is just bizarro.
Yeah.
Like, this is so weird. I don't think we really need to talk about it, because it wasn't a game of football. Like, Adelaide sort of played... Sort of, and Sydney just didn't.
Yeah.
And then, we could talk about the fact that Arnie had a little bit of a shit show at Peacock afterwards.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
That was pretty funny.
That was so funny. I fucking loved that. He's obviously under quite a lot of pressure.
He's an idiot.
Oh, he does not like being questioned. It's quite funny.
Yeah.
The next game was Brisbane versus Newcastle. Brisbane won 2-1 in front of 14,825. That crowd starts going up every time it gets close to the finals, doesn't it? I thought Newcastle were going to do some people some favours here, because they went ahead in the 50th through, which is his first and only goal, isn't it?
First goal for the club.
Yes.
Impact Leandro. Leonardo.
Yeah, Leonardo, that guy. And then...
That shit, Brazilian.
Yeah, exactly, that dude. From 1860 Munich, where he got 6 goals in a season where... Sorry, 6 games in a season where they were just awful.
Monumentally bad.
In the German second division, awful. Yeah. And I'm telling you, man, everybody talks about,
he's still walking into an A-League lineup.
Yeah, like, seriously, third division Germany, or the bottom division of second division Germany, it's, you know, like, they can play, fuck, a lot better than me. They can play, they're professional footballers. Oof. You know, like some of it.
A lot of it's just they can run a lot.
Yeah, pretty much. And then Bugard, he's just trying to smash that fucking record, isn't he?
Well, I think that is the record.
No, no, that was the record two red cards ago.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's the record every week.
I think. Like, and Muscat only got 8.
Yeah.
So he's just smashing ahead. Mm. That's 2 in 2 games, I think.
Yeah, because it got rescinded from last week because I said it wasn't a red. And he's like,
does that count still, though, towards his total?
Yeah, it does. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, because if it didn't, maybe sure. That's what he's... Maybe
well, he's like, literally broken the record twice. Yeah,
exactly. He's amazing. Yeah. He's so amazing, that guy. And then, of course, Enrique scores. You know what? I didn't think that. I thought that was a bit of a soft pen and red. Like, he's tackled him pretty well, and he didn't. He did have his arm over him.
The thing, there's a lot of situations where people are like, oh, you know, if that's a foul, that's a red, where it's not.
Yeah.
But that is one of those.
Yeah. Oh, look.
He's about to shoot, and it's like, and he's about to shoot from about 12 yards out.
But he got some ball taken off of him before he can.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not a red. I'm saying that, is it a foul or not? Anywhere else on the park, it might be 50-50.
Yeah.
In the penalty box, I'm going to give it every time. Because as soon as you see an arm over the shoulder, then you just pretty much give it, don't you?
Yeah, and I think it's also Bugard's a big bloke and Enrique's not, and all tiny, that comes into it. And, yeah, it's Bugard as well.
Yeah, and then Bright scored the 74th. Newcastle basically fell apart.
Yep.
Which is understandable because they're terrible. Shit. Yeah. Yep. And then talking about interesting games, Perth played Melbourne City in front of 14,504. Again, crowd near a final.
Terrible first half.
And then all of a sudden, Andy Keogh scores in the 55th. Sandor scores in the 67th. Fornaroli scores... No. Castro scores in the 71st, which was a cracker.
That was fantastic.
Cracker. Fornaroli in the 73rd, and then Marino in the 90th.
Yeah. Yeah. Mad game.
Yeah. Castro is very good.
Yeah.
He's exceptionally good.
He's very, very, very good.
Which is bizarre, because I remember...
Keogh, who's now got a record, I think it's 8 games in a row he scored in.
Jesus. Are they
what?
Are they on? Are they picking up form at the right time?
Yeah. Well, they can still host a home final.
Madly yeah, I enough. Know. I know. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
The whole thing's silly.
Yeah.
Does Lauren want to get her voice on here by saying hello? Does my wife want to finally get on here and say hello? Just yell out hello. Nah. We'll get her for the final one.
I was about to say they could finish second, but looking at it, they can't because Adelaide and City play each other. But they can still finish third. Perth can finish third, which is a bit mad.
4-year-old's goal is pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's how many is that now?
23? He would have got absolutely axed if he hadn't skipped past that second. Oh, defender. I know. He was flying.
That was so funny.
He nearly decapitated his own keeper.
Dude, when that guy was going so quickly, he was almost behind the goal before Fornaroli shot. Like, yeah. He was powering through. It was amazing. Well, that's pretty much... That was it for the round.
Yeah, and even the KO goal, like, comes from a terrible finish that gets deflected. I can't remember who it was, but the Marinkovic free kick that came in was magic. It was just on a plate.
He's very good at dead balls.
Yeah.
Like, he'd easily be the best in Australia.
Yeah, there was three really good goals there, and KO played Sandor through. I don't think he meant to play Sandor through. He was trying to look for someone else, I think. I think he was looking for Castro. But that was another good goal. Well, and,
okay. Marinkovic or Moy? Who would you have for dead balls?
Oh, Moy, obviously.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Marinkovic for a free kick, my God.
Well, yeah, but okay. Are you saying this magical world where you just sub someone on to take free kicks? Or
yes. Moy or Marinkovic?
Okay. Marinkovic.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it. Just
in terms of which player you want. This is based
just
on
free kicks.
Okay, yeah. And then Kovic forgot where his goal was from the Marino goal.
Yeah, that was funny.
Because Marino just taps it past him and you're like, what's going on there? And you see the angle, Kovic is barely covering the far post, not even... He's sort of in line with the far post.
He's very old.
Yeah.
He might not know.
Yeah. Because I think he's going to take it first time. He takes a touch slightly wider and then for him to react is just asking too much of him.
Yeah. Is that my son?
That is your son.
Do you want to come say hello? He's pretending to...
Hi, Casper.
...on tiptoes. You going to say hello? You can't just say blah. It's Alice. It is Isla's one. Are you going to go to your bed? This is exciting for everybody. I got to listen to Max the other day, gurgling away. It's like the... podcast of children and animals.
Bye.
See ya. we'll go through the standings very quickly. So Brisbane are, because, well, it's like you said, it's fucking crazy. So Brisbane are on top with 47. Adelaide are second on 46. Western Sydney are third on 45. Melbourne City are on fourth with 44. Perth are on in fifth with 43. And Melbourne are in sixth with 40. So it literally goes 40, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47.
Yep.
So four teams can finish first.
Mathematically.
Mathematically.
Yep.
Because Melbourne have got plus 21 goals. So if they fucking finish equal top with everybody, they fucking kill it.
Yep.
That's pretty crazy. But the top six are finished. Sydney, Newcastle, Wellington, and Central Coast.
Yep. And Victory are definitely, well, definitely not hosting a final. They could finish fifth if they win, Perth don't, and they overturn a few goals. But it doesn't really make a difference because they still...
Well, how many people host finals?
Third and fourth host finals in the first week. And then the winner of those games plays one and two who host the finals the next week.
So...
But because everyone's so even, it really doesn't matter whether you're
so there's no way, sixth
or third or fourth.
Yeah, so there's no way Victory could host a home final.
No.
Well, that's a shame for them.
Well, they've been fairly shit.
Yes, that's true. We'll quickly go to goals. So Fornaroli's on 23, which is actually realistically silly because he has scored 23 goals in 26 games.
I think the more absurd stat is that Aaron Moy has 20 assists.
Yeah, that's silly.
Like 20 assists.
So that's essentially Fornaroli scored 3 goals that Aaron Moy hasn't set up. Pretty much is how that works.
Basically.
Well, what's actually scary about that is that a lot of people have scored goals and for that City team. And, you know, Fornaroli, those 23, he created a lot himself.
Mm.
So, like, if you look at City, you know, Fornaroli scored 23. Moyes got 20 assists and 11 goals, which is insane.
Yeah.
Navio's got 10 goals.
Mm.
You know, that's fucking nuts. That's 3 players with double figures. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So Fornaroli's got 23 goals. Jamie McLaren in any other season would be leading with 18 goals.
Navio's got 5 assists and Fornaroli's got 5 as well. Like, it's just mad.
That's crazy. Berisha's got 7. Well, maybe that's our version of Neymar, Suarez, and
fucking... Oh, God. All right, no. Fox.
Yeah, exactly.
Mel Classico.
Yeah, oh, don't. Berisha's got 17. Yeah, Castro's got 13. Fuck, his first 3 games, we were like, I think this is going to work.
Yeah.
And it really worked. Moyes got 11. Keogh's got 10, which is fucking amazing considering he hasn't been played half the season.
Yeah.
Mitch Nichols has 10. Navio has 10. Mark Bridge, Holosko, Trifunovic have 9. Gite, Enrique, Blake Powell, Santalab have 8. I had to go that far down to find an Adelaide player and I was going to keep going until I found one. So, do you have any questions? Did we do questions?
Yeah, we certainly did. If you feel for about 4 seconds,
I will fill in the fact that Sydney definitely won their top of the ACL ladder. When was Western Sydney playing? Is it tonight?
Western Sydney.
Tonight being...
Western Sydney aren't in it.
I mean...
Victory?
Yeah.
Don't get them confused. They'll come after you. Yeah, they're playing now. It's nil all after about 30 something. They're in, I think, Suwon, I think.
Suwon, a decent team.
You know
who won last night?
Who won last night?
Middlesbrough won.
That's nice for you. Did they sack their coach? Or they started winning?
No, they actually had like a big smooch-a-thon and they've all gotten back together and everybody's happy again, which is really weird.
That's not going to end well.
No.
Brendan Clark asks, when are you guys coming to Wellington to record a joint out of our Phoenix City League episode? We are recording tonight too. And then, he, of course, he points out that Adelaide's a pissant town because we'll be behind them in time.
Yeah, but you're a pissant country, so it's sort Fair of point. It's a bit of a trade-off. I'd love to go to Wellington.
You can probably have one or two members of the podcast on in the future.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm. We would love to come to Wellington and do a podcast with you guys, but
How do you write that off on tax?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Unless I can do it through work or something. Like, I think I'm fucked. Like, we haven't got any money.
Well, I'm not sure your work's going to do that.
Nah. Hunt's rich as shit. He could do it.
Yeah.
Nick's moving back there.
Ask Hunt for money.
Yeah, ask Hunt, man. He'll go over. He's fucking rich as hell. Yeah. This one's fucking unemployed and I'm just poor, so.
Pretty much. Brandon Clark, again, would you keep Ernie on and what about the other A-League coaches?
Because I don't think it's Ernie's fault.
Yeah. No, like, he's got no goals in his squad.
No, and I don't think they've paid...
And
I think
it was always going to be really hard to sign players for this season, given that, you know, license.
Let's face it, in any other season, a team that has gone through that much bullshit that might not even exist next year hasn't finished last. That's a fucking effort in itself.
Yeah. They're twice as good as the team below them.
Yeah, and they were almost challenging for the top six long ago. Yeah. You know, like, and everybody sort of forgets last year, but they were fucking very good last season. You know, and they could be that good again. They just, like you said, they just need a striker.
Well, Finkler and Barbarossa were sort of 60-70% of what the Victory had against them this weekend. Yeah. And they're both going to Wellington.
I mean, this is the thing. Like, say they pick up...
I think if you add, like, an average centre-forward, like, even a Jitte in decent form type, I think they're top three, top four.
Oh, for sure.
Easily.
Easily. I think he's good. The rest, I mean, look, obviously you're not going to get rid of... Well, for a start, I think we saw that John Aloisi signed on for another 2 years.
I think you just ignore the top six, really.
Yeah. Well,
no one in the six is getting started.
How long was it? 2 years?
Yeah, something like
3 years.
They're top going to the last round. He's not getting sacked.
Yeah, Bruce, so he's not getting sacked. Spaniards are not getting sacked.
Just ignore the six. Pretty Arnold, much. We've kind of talked about.
Van Schip could go.
In the finals.
Popovich is obviously still there, but Van Schip doesn't do well in the finals. I think he's in deep trouble because...
Well, yeah.
Let's put it this way. If he doesn't, he needs to finish first or second. To a degree, because and then do okay in the finals. Because if he doesn't make Asian Champions League, I think he's in deep shit.
Yeah,
because that's what they want.
Yeah.
So I think there's that. Kenny Lowe's fine.
Yeah.
The poor.
Well, they've been the best team in the league form wise for a while. Yeah. So yeah.
The busted ass roadie.
Yep.
Victory's not getting rid of Muscat.
No, it's going to take a lot worse than this to get rid of him.
He'll be there till hell freezes over.
Yep.
You were saying Arnie will stay.
It's what we said the last couple of weeks. It depends on the ACL.
I think he'll go in the off-season.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been no... Sydney aren't one of those teams that hang on to coaches.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I guess it all depends on... If it goes tits up in the Champions League, they'll punt him straight away. But if it's one of those things where maybe they... I don't know. If they win through in the last 16, then who knows?
Newcastle?
They're not getting rid of him. They haven't... Well,
there's not that,
well it's the FFA, and the FFA aren't going to spend money to get rid of someone.
No. Is there any word about them getting sold? No. So that whole deal with What's-His-Face has completely fallen through?
Yeah.
Because it's sort of that died to death.
Basically, the rumour going around was they want to... way too much money.
Yeah,
and then they agreed a deal, and then they were like, no, we want more money now.
Well, Dundee United have completely shit basically their pants.
Well, there's that, but basically sort of what was going on was they wanted money, and then they didn't get money, and then they were like, well, we're losing more money.
Yeah.
We now want more money.
That's silly.
So because the deal took so long after they'd agreed a price, they said, well, we've been operating at this cost for this amount of time, and so that's not how you do business.
They've thrown away all money.
Yeah, so it'll end up going to someone who knows nothing about football at all from
someone
who knows. Yeah. Some mining magnate.
Wellington Phoenix we talked about, and Central Coast Mariners. There's no point.
They're not getting rid of him at all.
There's no point discussing it because they're fucked. Regardless, even you get fucking Laurie McKinnon back and they'll finish second or last.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Tam Kramer asks, is lashing out violently with your boot a documented side effect of concussion?
Your partner's a nurse. And I would
she
say
said it wasn't.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be. I would be surprised. Like I said, the usual concussion thing is wobble around a lot or lie sort of on the ground with your face in the ground. That's pretty at least much how I've done concussion in the past. And drinking.
Yeah.
And most of my life.
Yeah. Ryan's Rovers, sort of touching on what we were just talking about, are there any positives for the bottom four teams to take from this season?
Phoenix know that they'll be here next season.
Yeah, and well, if you count those signings, absolutely.
Yeah, and we'll actually probably be doing pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, Newcastle and Central Coast haven't got much to look forward to.
No, but I think Newcastle are resilient. They're stubborn. They are. They work hard.
And their crowd is resilient as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Sydney. It's like one big fucking circus. You know?
Yep. And then, I don't want to talk about Central Coast. They can get in the sea. Brandon Clark, what do you reckon about Simon Hill's Stop Bagging the Refs article? So Simon Hill wrote something today for Fox, which was basically saying there's only one, one habit that I really want to change in the A-League, and it's that we bag the refs all the time, to which I sort of think, well,
the shit?
Yeah, that.
Look, I mean, yeah, of course we bag the refs, but that's, everybody does that. It's not an A-League thing.
It's everywhere. Yeah, that's all. They've, if anyone who's ever been to the UK and sat in a pub and watched football will know, all half-time and full-time is people sitting around, like they've got on Fox for the A-League, just bagging refs and just slowing down stuff, like to the point where they've got ex-refs on TV to bag refs.
Yeah. I mean, look, the thing is I actually don't think we're that bad. Like, we shit on refs, but maybe what he means is over there they actually shit on refs, where here we sort of just go, oh, yeah, he's shit because he's shit.
Mm.
Like, he's awful. Like, but they just are. There are certain refs in this country who I just can't think that there isn't. Like, we had a ref.
There's clearly something wrong with them.
We, as in me and Andy, played this game on the weekend and we had a ref.
Yeah.
And no, he wouldn't have been able to keep up.
No.
But I would have preferred to have seen him ref.
He made one horrendous decision.
Yeah.
But the rest of it was brilliant refereeing.
Yeah, exactly. So I can't think.
He also swore a whole bunch, which was
funny. Oh, yeah. And he said, and he said, good on you, old mate, to me when I made a decent tackle, which I thought was brilliant. But, like, it's just like, there's got to be better refs out there. Yeah. There has to be.
Yeah.
Like, I know that I can't think that it isn't somewhat political, because you can't tell me that Ben
Williams... Who has Ben Williams got naked photos of?
No, I know, because you can't tell me that he is consistently the best...
It's obviously someone big in Asia, because he won AFC Ref of the Year.
I know, which is insane.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm not saying he's the worst ref in the history of refs. I'm not saying that because I don't want to be sued. But the thing is like...
Top five.
How can he keep getting a gig? Like, there's got to be better people out there.
Yeah.
There does. But other than that, I mean, yeah, you shouldn't just shit on refs for the sake of it. But if they've done something dumb, then, well, fucking, you know.
Yeah, I think part of the problem is that when they say you're a talented referee, they get them to run the line in the A-League.
Yeah.
And it's such a different thing. And you can never... And all you're doing is getting them to, like, rule on offside decisions and when the ball's gone out. And it's such a different thing.
Well, decent AR is, like... Yeah, see, I know. Assistant referee, there you go. A decent AR, like a decent linesman, is someone who is almost like a professional one. Like, that's their gig.
Yeah.
Because, like, that ability to have that skill of just continuously watching the line is not the skill of a ref. It's the skill of a linesman.
And it's second nature to keep up with play as well. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, next.
Yeah. Anyway, Ryan's Rovers asked, is this season the most competitive the A-League has seen? But Brandon Clark piped up with no, because in season 3 going into the last round, 4 teams were level on points.
Yeah, I remember that. Who won it that year?
I don't care.
Victory?
Probably.
I know it was a Victory Adelaide Grand Final.
Oh.
I think Adelaide finished equal on points with Victory.
Was that the...
Was
that the 1-0 or the 6-0? That would have been the 1-0, yeah.
That was the 1-0, and I'm pretty sure they beat us to the premiership. They're equal on points, but beat us on goal difference. I'm pretty sure. Probably. I'm going to have to look it up.
Ryan's Rovers asked, do the refs have it in for Bugard, king of the tomato slice?
I don't think they have it in for him. He does dumb shit. No. No, I am wrong.
You're wrong?
It's so weird to see eight teams.
Yeah.
Adelaide didn't go in. Adelaide or Victory didn't finish in the finals that season.
Oh, okay, there you go.
That's weird. Central Coast.
Oh, was this the year the Jets won it?
No, yeah. Central Coast. Okay. Oh, no, yeah, must have been.
Yeah.
Who won second season? Oh, that's Victory. Right. Sydney won first season, 6-0 second season. Newcastle third
then
season.
Then the 1-0 where Cristiano gets sent off. Yeah.
It was Central Coast and Newcastle finished on 34 points each, but Central Coast took the premiership with a plus five goal difference, and Newcastle had plus four.
Then there you go.
Sydney with 32 points and Queensland Raw with 31 points.
Mm.
34 points won the whole thing.
Wow.
That's insane. There they won 10 games out of 21.
Jesus Christ.
It's not even 50% of the games.
Jesus Christ.
They lost 7 games out of 21 and still won the thing. Wellington Phoenix were in it by then.
What a team my mate used to play for back in Sydney, like, you know, park football, won their league undefeated and won like 8 games and drew like 12 or something.
That's amazing.
And something stupid, and they won it by like a point.
That's so good. Well, the next
season... And I was just like, that just sounds awful.
Yeah, well, it's not even the next, because the next season... Oh, that's right. The next season, Melbourne and Adelaide both finished on 38 points. They both had a goal difference of plus 12.
Oh, and what, was it on goals for?
Well, it must have been or something, because Melbourne won 12 games and Adelaide won 11. But so, Adelaide drew 5, Melbourne 2.
So do the refs have it in for Bugard?
No.
No. All right, Matt Martin.
He does, look, I really like Bugard, but he does do stupid shit.
Yeah.
He does stupid shit all the time.
And he's not fast. And when he gets beaten, he's not got a lot of hope of recovering apart from just kicking people. No.
Look, he's not a terrible A-League defender.
No.
And we could have used him a few times.
And we saw he was a lot better last season than in previous seasons.
Yeah, but he does dumb shit.
Yep. Matt Martin, how would you describe Amor's coaching style and setup?
He's a hell of a lot more pragmatic than Gon Bowers.
Yeah. Which is, I guess, good for Adelaide fans, but bad for neutrals, I guess.
Yeah. Look, you still see Adelaide play it about when they can't break, but if the break's on, they go.
Mm.
And if a long ball's on, they use it.
Yeah.
Like
although that even happened with Gon Bowers, like after the first
near the end, couple
of months. Even after the first couple of months, you started seeing him switch to play more.
I mean...
And just isolate the winger and the fullback with the switch of play.
Well, that's still a Spanish thing,
though. Yeah.
Well, no, isn't it called this... Didn't they used to call it the Norwegian ball or something like that? Because there was fucking in the 90s.
But there was a noticeable change where John McCain, like, obviously got the okay to start doing it. And then he'd just ping a 50-yard ball out to, like, Mabil or Sirio or whoever was on the wing. And they'd take their fullback on. Because they were in shitloads of space.
And it would freak people out because they'd come to play against Adelaide and it was the standard, oh, they're just going to knock it around.
Short pass. Long pass, whoa.
Yeah, exactly. And they'd completely lose it. But, I mean, look, he's definitely more pragmatic. It's hard to say because you're not there. You're not in that setting.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. He seems like a decent enough coach.
Yep.
They obviously believe in him.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Scott Hunt asked, does me getting a mention on Football Ramble top anything that we've ever achieved as a podcast?
Well, Scunt, I've been mentioned twice on the Football Ramble, so fingers up to you.
No, he meant me.
Oh, you got mentioned. Really? When?
This week.
Oh, I haven't listened to one of it yet. Did you answer the question?
No, because, you know, Rudy Edsel got called out for having a shit name last week, and everyone laughed at his name and said it was false. And then he gave an explanation in the comments and sort of said that we kicked the shit out of Jordan. And then I said, silly little name, fuck off.
Ah, very good. Yeah, I got, what was mine? This was, I think it was, my first was when Man United were, it's kind of sad that as a football podcast, we're like big upping ourselves for getting on another football podcast.
Yeah. I'm answering the question we've been asked.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was when United was shit. And I wrote a question saying, I wrote a highlight, my highlight of the week was United being crap. I said, the something about the Schadenfreude feels so good against my skin. So there was that.
That is something you would say.
Yeah, and then there was another one as well. I don't know. So we're like fucking, we're on there all the time. What are you talking about? Actually, no, what would be the greatest thing that this pod's ever done? We've been liked by a few, like a few people have liked shit we've said that was weird.
Yeah.
We got into a conversation with Danny Vukovic once, didn't we, about something?
No. Oh.
Yeah.
On Twitter we might have done, yeah. Someone,
yeah, on Twitter.
Some other...
I think we took the piss out of someone and he liked us for it.
Yeah.
We gave him shit and he didn't like it, I don't know.
I can't remember. Another A-League player, defender, slid into our DMs complaining about his coach.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's right. I remember that.
That was quite funny.
Yeah.
That was quite funny.
He was secretly talking to us about... Yeah, that was actually funny.
Since gone on to play for about 7 more clubs, so...
Yeah, he seemed
work
like
that one out.
He seemed like the kind of dude who'd tell everybody, though.
Yeah.
Not just...
Yeah, I think he'd be sliding into everyone's DMs.
That was pretty funny.
We have a question from Nick.
Oh, God.
He asks, is X-Men the singular form of X-Men?
Well, there can't be a singular because it's a plural, isn't it? You're an X-Man.
You can't... Well, okay, are you a Beatle?
Huh?
Well, if you think of it as, you know, in a band, you're the Beatles. Yeah. You're a Beatle.
Yeah.
So you're an X-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yes.
They say...
You just said no.
No, I said you could be an X-Man, which is a singular of X-Men plural.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what he said?
That's what he's asked. Is X-Men the singular form of X-Men?
I thought you said, is X-Men the singular form of
X-Men? No. X-Men.
Yes, why?
X-M-A-N.
Why are you arguing about this? Who are you arguing with, Nick?
Who would be your... Probably his wife. Who would be your ultimate celebrity boxing matchup, football or non-football?
Football, it would be Cantona...
Well, it's boxing. It's not MMA. You can't kick people.
No, it'd still be Cantona. Cantona Abramovich.
Interesting.
No, not Abramovich. No, sorry, Ibrahimovic. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, okay.
Because those two would just, that'd be amazing.
He's also got a massive nose.
Yeah, well, they both sort of do.
Yeah.
But it would be amazing to see those two because they're just... And non-football?
Well, football or non-football. I'm going to have Hulk as in the footballer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have him punch Donald Trump in the face a lot.
That would be amazing. See, for non-football, I was going to say something like... let me think. Who's fucking like Muhammad Ali versus Adolf Hitler? Just because I'd love to see Muhammad Ali.
If you want someone who can handle themselves in football, it's Joey Barton because he's done a bid.
Yeah, that's true. Duncan Ferguson.
yeah, there you go.
Joey Barton versus Duncan Ferguson.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, who was that cunt who hit somebody with a... played for Newcastle, Bellamy.
Craig Bellamy, fought his own teammate, Kieran Dyer.
Didn't he hit somebody with a golf club?
Yeah, it's a great story. So on the way to, on the run to Liverpool's second Champions League final in like 2 or 3 years in 2006-07, he hit Risa with a golf club while they were on holiday.
That's right.
And then he scores in the Nou Camp and then celebrates by doing a golf swing and everyone's all best friends and shit. And then Risa scores like 20 minutes later and they win in the Nou Camp.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's
pretty good.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Cameron McIntosh asks, is there anything more beautiful than Siggy's elbow across Berisha's head leading to Berisha being sent off?
No.
There you go.
It's beautiful.
And then Nick with the final one, which is pretty messed up, but it's, you know, it's him. So no one's surprised. No one's...
Yeah.
We're just disappointed, Nick. We're not angry.
I'm not even mad.
You have to sleep with one. Classic mermaid, so top half human, bottom half fish, or inverted mermaid, top half fish, bottom half... He's actually written top half fish, bottom half fish, but you get the question.
I get it, Nick. You like fish. that's a Red Dwarf joke, that top half fish, bottom half fish. Mermaid joke.
Yes.
It's
been used in a lot of places, yeah.
That's a tough one. I'd probably go... Oh, I'd have to go top half human, bottom half fish. I'd have to. Because you're looking at
so you got some boobs to look at, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and a human face would be good. I think...
Someone to talk to, a bit of company.
Face fish is not attractive. And... Let's just put it this way. There's more than one hole. So, you know I was going to go crude. But you don't have to put it in the fish hole. You know? Well, it's true. I mean, that should be good at swimming. I mean, what the fuck?
What's to do with anything?
What's Fishhead gonna do?
Have human lower half bits?
Yeah, but... you know...
It's a very strange question.
It's Fishhead. It's weird. It just, you can't take him anywhere. You certainly can't take him anywhere to cats or a dog.
Well, he did say you have to sleep with them. You don't have to, you know, live your life with them.
No, that's
you don't true. Have to. You don't have to date them publicly.
I'd still go top half human.
Fair enough. Fair
fish.
Enough.
Bottom half, top half fish. That's fucked up. Unless you're like a fisherman with some weird thing or Nick.
Should we? Yes. Well, Nick is a fisherman with a weird thing.
Yeah.
Should we incorrectly predict some games?
Yeah, might as well, I guess. If you haven't heard, by the way, I'm sorry for my lack of most rudeness that I usually put up most weeks, but I started a new job, I'm knackered. So this is the last round, isn't it?
Yep.
So those bitches weren't have got out of the last round.
What?
Like Nick and all that, they're not here for the last round, that's fucked up.
They'll be here for the final, probably.
Just look behind the curtain of the podcast view, listener. The lazy fucks. Melbourne City are playing Adelaide on Friday night. Oh, that'd be good.
Mm.
I've had a bad week. I need to get drunk or something.
Mm.
So that'll be it. Melbourne City.
Either team can go top.
Either team can go top. So both teams have to win, basically. Yeah. Realistically.
Yep.
So that's going to be a cracker.
Because the chances are Adelaide will get overtaken, even if they... don't win. Yeah. Well, they'll definitely get overtaken because City will overtake them. But even if they get a point, they could still get overtaken for
I reckon the because first Adelaide's
end for ACL.
Because Adelaide's Adelaide and City's City, I'm going to say this is going to be a 1-1 draw.
3-2 to City.
Oh, that's not wrong. But I just think it'll be 1-1 because both teams will like shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
Oh, the going from the game that people care about to the game that nobody cares about.
Not even Mariners and Jets fans care.
Do you think they put this on because they knew both teams would be shit and they're like, oh, at least it's a derby in the final round? Is it even a derby anymore? Does anybody even care?
I don't think they do.
So Central Coast are playing Newcastle.
They just call each other, I don't know. Gypsies they call them
or something.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, well, Newcastle people call Central Coast people gypsies.
No, they call them sea bogans.
Okay.
Which is good, right? Which
is not wrong.
But I don't know what Central Coast people call Newcastle people.
Coal bogans?
Yeah, steel bogans. Steel I don't bogans? Know.
Is it steel or coal?
Steel.
Oh, it's probably steel. Oh, yeah, they're the steel city, aren't they?
Yeah, but so are Illawarra, kind of. There's lots of steel.
Hence the Steelers.
Yes, yeah. There's lots of steel.
There's steel in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Whyalla's a steel city.
Yes.
There you go.
Whyalla's a fucking shithole.
Oh, Whyalla's amazing. I have to go there from time to time, so I'm not saying anything.
It's a shithole.
Yeah, Wolf Creek is a documentary in certain places, that's all I'll say.
So is Snowtown.
Well, Snowtown's actually a place.
No, I know. But Whyalla's, you know, paying homage to it eternally.
Well, they're quite close.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Newcastle and Central Coast. I just don't care.
I hope it's 5-4 and 38 red cards.
I think it will be. I think Newcastle...
I hope both teams just say, I don't give a fuck.
I think it's going to be 6-6 and finish with 7 men each. That's my prediction. Because that's what I want. And that's what
happen more than anything.
Both fans of both teams deserve that, I think, after this season.
Yeah.
Melbourne Victory playing Brisbane, another massive one. In Melbourne.
Yep. I have absolutely no idea.
No, neither do I.
Brisbane won't lose. I know that.
No, I'm going to say another draw. I'm going to say that's going to be 2-2.
Yeah, I reckon you might be right there because Victory have got ACL midweek or now as we record. Yeah. And they are at home.
But no Berisha either.
Brisbane love a Premier's plate.
Yeah.
They love it more than probably any other team.
They love it more than a championship.
Yeah.
They love it more than things. Careful. Me and beer.
Well, no one loves anything that
much. No, that's true. That's an addiction. It's not love.
Yes.
That's substance abuse. Well, Wellington are playing Western. Talk about fucking Western Sydney got out of this fucking pretty good, didn't they?
Speaking of abuse.
Wellington, fucking another home game for Wellington.
Yeah.
Why do they do that to them? That's really harsh.
Because they hate them.
Yeah, Wellington are playing at home to Western Sydney. There will be 2,000 people there. And
at least this isn't one of those stupid Sunday twilight games that's twilight for us and 7:30 for them. And
yeah. Well, honestly, I hope Wellington put them to the sword.
Yeah.
Just as a fuck you, but I think Western Sydney will win this.
And I hope people turn up. I hope they... Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're giving away a shitload of free tickets as well, so...
Well, I hope so.
So, yeah, hopefully... Even if it is just like free tickets and kids and stuff, hopefully they get a good crowd.
Yeah, I was gonna say Andy loves kids, but I'm too tired.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm trying to be nice.
Don't do that.
You don't really. You hate children.
Yeah, I do.
Wellington will lose.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
probably.
Sydney are playing Perth. Perth will win because Sydney don't give a shit anymore.
No, Sydney are coming off of the Champions League game, and there's. Nothing less than for. Nothing to play for.
Yeah.
They're guaranteed to finish seventh. They can't even move down in the table.
Arnie won't even be there.
No.
Like, he just won't even get out of bed. That's my prediction. he'll watch this game from in his bed.
That's very possible.
In his jammies.
That's very possible.
Perth will win. So if what we've said is true.
So it's just after halftime in Victory's Champions League game away against Suwon Blue Wings, and it's nil all, and they're yet to have a shot on target. Suwon have had three.
Yeah, Suwon are alright. They're not like fucking Pohang. Pohang is fucking terrible.
Yeah, everyone's terrible this year.
Pohang
Asian Champions League is really hard to call.
Yeah, Pohang won the Asian Champions League not that long ago, and they're fucking, every time I've seen them, they've been fucking.
There's another Steel City. Their ground's called the Steel Yard.
Yeah, there you go. So if what happens...
The important happens, knowledge we give you here.
Exactly.
When Liam's not here.
If Sydney and Adelaide drew, right?
Mm.
Melbourne and Brisbane drew.
Yeah.
And Wanderers won.
Mm.
Wanderers would be top.
Yeah, because they go... Yeah. Because Brisbane would go to 48, Western Sydney would be level... But that because they won, they'd obviously have a better goal difference because they're level on goal difference now. So yes,
and Perth would jump City. So it would essentially finish based on our things. It'll be Western Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth, Melbourne City, Victory.
Yeah, although I think City are going to beat Adelaide, but yeah, it's going to be really fun to watch. It'll never happen, and I know why it'll never happen. I'm not going to get angry about it, but it'd be amazing if these are on at the same time.
Who was saying, oh, John obviously was like, no, you don't have to put them on at the same time. He would say
that because he's not playing first, and because he's worked for Fox, and because...
He toes the line really well. He's a good toer of lines.
You mean he's a yes man?
Yeah, that's what I mean, exactly. Yep. He's a majestic tower of lines. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
He's really good at that sort of shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's
not coming out of his technical area on this subject.
No, he's just straight down the line with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go because I need to go to bed. I'm knackered.
Yep.
And I don't mean you're coming to bed with me. I'll probably go into bed with my own wife in my own big boy bed.
Suit yourself.
Yeah. But you know. So you can thank us for doing something, because we weren't going to... I've had a couple of beers, had a big tea, out. It's good.
High life.
Felt like going to sleep. Did this instead. Probably not worth it. Wasn't our best. There's only two of us. Should we say something that we normally wouldn't?
With capitalism.
Liam's not here. Come on, comrades. We can do it.
I did think today we should start just talking about socialism for the first half an hour.
Oh, fuck, that'd be amazing. So how many games we got now left? Like, how many rounds? Three?
In the A-League?
Yeah.
This round?
No. Like this, and then how many finals?
Oh, okay. Weeks? So you've got the elimination finals.
Yeah. So the round, elimination finals. And the
prelims.
Prelims.
Grand final.
So four more of these.
Mm.
Are we going to record during the grand final?
You can do it that way if you want.
Is it a Sunday?
It probably almost always is. I can't be bothered checking.
I can't get drunk on a Sunday. And we need to get drunk.
You've got sick leave?
No, I can't.
Your work's not going to listen to this?
No.
I work.
No, I can't. We'll have to get smashed maybe the night before or something. Yeah. And then watch it really fucked up hungover. All right. there you go. For the last one, send us heaps of questions or something. I don't know. It's going to be like a fucking 4-hour extravaganza.
I've got a nationality game we're going to play.
Oh, God.
Yes.
People wanted me to play the card game again. We're playing the card game. And Nick's got to eat something. Oh, no. What did we decide on that?
Oh, yeah. So, very quickly. Nick and I, next week, when we know who's playing when.
Yeah.
And we're both here. We're going to pick a team. I'm going to be all over Melbourne City.
we'll get him first. He's not here.
No.
You're picking Melbourne City?
No, we'll flip to pick first next week. Because it might be that Melbourne City end up finishing, you know, somewhere shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're both going to pick a team who isn't our own and isn't Adelaide. And whoever gets knocked out first is going to eat something. And that's yet to be determined.
My feces.
Or a plant.
Yeah.
Maybe both.
They don't want...
Both if he Nick really has to eat them.
He really doesn't want us to eat that plant. I think he likes it as an actual ornament thing.
He's got a very strange attachment to it.
Do you think we should...
I did accuse him of loving that plant more than his, you know, child.
Yeah. So, do you think we should poison it, as in the plant, not the child?
Yeah, good cover there.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, because that would be the ultimate. Like, we don't eat the plant, but then it dies anyway. Irony.
Yeah.
Of sorts.
But then you definitely can't eat it.
Yeah, that's true.
And then if he does eat it and gets sick, now it's... Yeah.
Oh, I'm so tempted to get some other type of plant that for him to eat, that make him eat heaps of it.
We just need to find exactly what plant it is and replace it. And have him eat the original. Because it's no fun if he eats a replacement.
Let's make him at least eat some of it.
Let's just put it in a salad. He won't notice.
Yeah, that's true. We've got to find out what it is.
Loads of green shit.
Yeah, we've got to find out if, like, it'd kill him, though.
Nah, she'll be right.
Yeah, shouldn't kill him. He had that potato pretty good. That onion fucked him up, though. He didn't enjoy that. He was telling me later that it was really bad and he didn't enjoy it. But that's funny.
He nearly died.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go. So, Goodbye. Yeah, that'll be fun. See you later. Enjoy the final
countdown
round. Yeah, bye.